The Louisiana abortion law.
In a 5-4 decision, the court invalidated Louisiana's law that required abortion providers to obtain hospital admitting privileges. It was the court's first major abortion ruling since it struck down an almost identical law in Texas back in 2016. Chief Justice John Roberts sided with the court's 4 liberal justices. He says he based his decision on the legal doctrine of stare decisis. Roberts says the doctrine requires the court to treat equal cases alike. The ruling also suggests that states will no longer be able to use admitting privileges to create legal barriers to abortion. Bob Agner reports.
Arizona Governor Doug Ducey tells ABC 15 Arizona his state will have to take new measures to cut off the spread of COVID-19.
Our numbers continue to increase in Arizona. They're going in the wrong direction, and we're going to take some additional actions today to contain this virus and get back on track. And to do that, we will have to persevere, and it's going to be for some time into the future.
Governor Ducey's order shuts down bars, movie theaters, gyms, and water parks. His order went into effect immediately and for at least 30 days. The White House says President Trump was not briefed on U.S. intelligence assessments that Russia secretly offered bounties to Taliban-linked militants for killing American troops in Afghanistan. Speaking with Salem Radio, former Trump Deputy National Security Advisor K.T. McFarland has doubts about the merits of the allegation.
You don't want to put it on the president's calendar. Why? What if it's fake? What if it isn't corroborated? What if it's weapons of mass destruction in Iraq when you never vetted to figure out whether it was there? Because you don't want the president to react on something that could well be fake news. My guess is it's fake news.
On Wall Street, the Dow by 460 points. More at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at relieffactor.com and then order your 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your 3-week quick starter pack today. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Be the next success story.
AT&T, $76 a month. Verizon Wireless, $83 a month. Sprint, $92 a month. That's what the average family of four is saving a month by switching to PureTalk USA. PureTalk will give you unlimited talk, text, and 2 gigs of data all for just $20 a month. Go to puretalkusa.com, enter the promo code HALFOFF, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. puretalkusa.com, promo code HALFOFF. PureTalk USA, simply smarter wireless.
Sun Country Heating and Cooling is a premier certified independent trained dealer that can fix or replace your broken AC system with an unbeatable combination of low-cost repairs and high-efficiency systems. We've installed more high-efficiency trained systems than any trained dealer since 2004. We are a family-owned and operated heating and cooling company. When it's 110 degrees outside and your cooling system fails, you can count on Sun Country Heating and Cooling for fast service. 702-617-8159. That's 702-617-8159.
Have you mixed your pain meds, your sleep meds, your allergy meds? Call the Poison Helpline. Has your child eaten a tube of toothpaste, a chip of paint, a wild mushroom? Call the Poison Helpline. Have you been bitten by a spider, a snake, an insect? Call the Poison Helpline. Poisonings can happen at the home, on the job, or in the great outdoors. Call the Poison Helpline first for fast, free advice from medical professionals. Call 1-800-222-1222 anytime, anywhere. 1-800-222-1222. Save the number, save a life. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
It's 5:04. This is the KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Governor Sisolak has made the announcement that Phase 2, which was set to expire tomorrow, will continue possibly through the month of July. He said the state needs additional time to assess the recent uptick in COVID-19 infections. The number of confirmed cases of the coronavirus statewide stands at more than 17,160, 14,607 of those in Clark County. The statewide death toll is 500, 414 of those here in southern Nevada. Now that the mask mandate is officially underway, visitors to the Las Vegas Strip appear to be following the rules. The message was loud and clear with all casinos with signs in and around the gaming floor and in parking garages, along with recorded messages announcing the statewide mask requirement, which began on Friday. It appears most visitors had no problem with the new policy, saying, well, it might take them, make them feel a little uncomfortable. They do understand the reasons. The governor's order means wearing a mask just about anywhere outside your home, including public spaces, public transportation, and at work. Businesses must adhere to a no mask, no service policy, and have the right to refuse service to anyone not wearing a mask.
KMCQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Yeah, we're getting some heavy flows right now through the resort corridor of the 15, both directions right now. 95 westbound at Decatur 2, you'll tap the brakes there. Moderate flows on the 515 southbound at Auto Show Drive.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. If you missed it, if you missed it at the top of the hour, we are going to be in phase two probably through the end of July. There is not going to be moving to phase three. I don't even know what phase three is, and I don't even think the governor knows what phase three is. Tell you what, let's do a guy that probably wishes he were governor, because he probably would have done a lot of this a lot differently. Our friend Jared Fisher, the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, and he joins us. Jared, this has been so bizarre. Do you think from time to time when the governor makes moves and you go, what? Or doesn't make moves in the case of Dieter, do you ever get that feeling of, gosh, I could have done this so much better?
Well, good afternoon, Kevin. That's quite a question right out of the gate. Let's see. I think a lot of people have formed their own opinions on how they can do things better. And I think we are in a unprecedented time right now. And, we have to be careful to judge right away because, if it's something that we don't have any measurement in the past, it's hard to say, but yeah, I often think of how I might approach situations differently, coming from a different background and so forth. Yeah, I mean, it does cross my mind quite often.
And when you're out there for those long rides all across the Las Vegas Valley and beyond, it does give you a lot of time to think. I want to ask you, though, about this whole thing of we are in phase two right now. We are partially reopened, but not completely reopened. And I guess my question is, were you surprised by the governor saying, hey, we're going to put the hold on this thing for a while, and we're going to be in phase two until at least probably the end of July? Were you surprised by that?
No, I wasn't surprised at all by that. I think we were going to see a spike the second that, we started putting more people in front of other people. And so, I mean, that was going to happen. The question is, what's going to happen out of this? Are we going to see more deaths? Are we going to see just people maybe getting a little bit sick? Are we not going to see people getting sick at all? I mean, up to this day, I've only ever spoken with one person who's had the coronavirus. And our business maintained opening throughout the entire shutdown. So it's far and few between the people that are getting sick out there who have symptoms at all. So, it doesn't faze me, where we're at right now. I expected that for sure.
Well, in fact, what we're finding apparently is that the people who are coming in and getting tested and are testing positive are millennials. They're not 80-year-old people in nursing homes who are most at risk. It's young people, and they're not very much at risk at all.
Yeah, I mean I think we've kind of been seeing that all along. That this is something that for sure is taking its toll on the elderly and those of very poor health. And those people, I think most of those people understand that they are at risk. And you know, the message is out there. This is no secret. They know that they are at risk, and taking precautions to maintain your health. If you care about your health, you're going to do it. I mean, certainly I do, and I'm sure you do as well. If it's something that you have that you may get that would cause you to be very ill or even cause a death, you're going to maintain your distance and stay away. So, for sure, absolutely.
Jared, let me ask you, is there an acceptable risk? I mean, you're a business guy, and it's all risk-reward for business people. But I just want to ask you in real life, when we're talking about life and death and we're talking about illness, we all get the flu, and, we have the chicken soup for 3 or 4 days, and then we're better, and then we go back to our lives. I'm curious if there is an acceptable risk factor. I mean, is there a level at which it's okay if people get sick? We know this. They're not going to die from it. The chances of them dying is very, very small. But is there an acceptable risk that's out there?
Yeah, I think there is an acceptable risk. And I think people are taking that just by going out. And people are realizing that that risk is worth it. And again, like we've spoken on previous shows, I'm a cyclist. And I go out and I ride with cars flying by me all the time, and that's a risk I take. Now, there are things I do to lower that risk, like I have a mirror on my helmet that I can see cars coming from behind, because I know the risks of a cyclist getting hit from behind are much greater than the risks of a cyclist just crashing on his own or coming a head-on collision. So I reduce those risks by putting a mirror on my helmet. It's just common sense for me, because I don't want to die riding my bike. And people do that when they go out. They'll wear a mask, if they want to reduce that risk. But there is an acceptable risk that people are going to take. We do that every day of our lives, and some of us have a higher threshold than others. And I mean, I certainly do, but I consider myself in great health. So it's a risk I'm going to take. So, you're going to have to weigh that balance at one point. My daughter has diabetes, so there's a certain risk that we take with her. And, we measure that as responsible parents, make sure that that's something that we want to do. And if there's a way around it that we can maintain her health a little bit better, we're going to take that measure, so that we don't have negative consequences at the end of the day.
Again, Jared Fisher joining us, the former candidate for governor and also a small business owner. Tell me how small business is for you at Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures. Tell me what's going on. We've reopened at least partly the economy of Southern Nevada. Can you talk a little bit about business and how it's going for you right now?
Sure, Kevin. I would say overall, I'm going to talk about in two aspects. We'll talk on the retail side and on the service side. We operate in both sectors. On the retail side, people are a lot happier being able to get out of their houses and to just be free. A lot of people are like, this is America. We need to be free. We need to have that opportunity to go out and shop if we want to shop and so forth. And as long as they're taking those steps to make sure that other people aren't going to, get the virus from them. They'll wear their masks, and I think people are fine with doing that. Some people don't like it. I certainly don't like putting a mask on, but I do that when I go out in public. And not necessarily for my health, but I do that for the health of others. So people are excited to get out in businesses right now, and I guarantee most businesses who were closed during that shutdown, which is the majority of them, are very excited about being back open and just seeing some numbers come back in and having their employees work. Now, on the service side, Las Vegas is a unique place. I live down Southern Nevada here, so I'm going to talk specifically on Southern Nevada. We are a tourism state, especially Southern Nevada here, with our convention spaces. And when we don't see those groups come in to those DMCs, destination management companies, they're not seeing those groups come in. That's quite a hit to our economy. So in other words, we don't have these businesses that are coming here with their annual meetings, that their conventions. They're not out buying things. They're not eating in restaurants. That's a big hit to Southern Nevada. And now on the service side of our business, which is our tourism side, we provide tours not just locally here in Southern Nevada, but you know, nationwide, but specifically Nevada. It is a big hit. Like if we just had one car in one lane at my company, and I mean that we do all types of business within the adventure travel business. But the specific Las Vegas side of things are not doing really well at all right now. And, you know, that's just the way it's going to go for a while. When we don't have the confidence of our people traveling both nationally and internationally. So we are seeing a spike from Southern California coming into Nevada. We're starting to see them come into our facilities. But at the same time, we're not seeing that international business that we're so used to seeing right now. They're not traveling right now. So that's a big hit.
Let me just ask you, because knowing the nature of the tourism business, when folks are coming to Vegas, they make their plans 3 to 6 months in advance, in some cases even more. But are people starting to book into Vegas hotels, say, September 1? I mean, are we starting to see that little by little people from around the country are going to be coming back here? It just takes 2 or 3 months for it to cycle through to where we actually get bodies into the hotels.
Yeah, I think first off, to answer your question, yes, we are seeing people booking more now into September because they are confident that things are going to be changed at that point. And the other thing is, what we did is we modified our cancellation policies to give more confidence to our clientele and our customers so that they would book and they would have that confidence that if they did need to cancel the last minute, say we had a massive COVID-20 in September, just knowing that they would be able to cancel their reservations the last minute is actually really, really important for anybody who is making that bet into the future. So what we did is we started modifying our cancellation policies for customers so that they could cancel up to 24 hours ahead of time. And that's a scare for us because, you know, we could lose all of our deposits and so forth and all the investments we put forth for them to use our services. And then at the last minute, we're taking that risk of not getting our money back ourselves. So, but it's a risk that we take as entrepreneurs and business owners. You know, you've got to either go for it or you got to sit back and have a slow burn and just kind of roast to death. So we decided to take some of those risks and do something like that. So.
I love the way you put that. I really honestly do. Jared Fisher joining us. He's the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures. We're going to take a look down the road for small business people all across the Las Vegas Valley. We'll do that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. You're listening to AM 670 KMZQ.
Headlines that affect you.
But as we address the how, we also have to know that we're addressing the why, and I think that's going to be critical in order for us to turn the page.
AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
At Castle Insurance Group, their mission is to make life easier for you and your business. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Instead of you taking the time to hunt down the best prices for your homeowners, auto, and business insurance, the pros at Castle Insurance Group do all the hard work for you, and it won't cost you a penny more. The folks at Castle Insurance Group don't represent just one insurance carrier. They can look for the lowest prices and best coverage from a host of carriers, name brands like Progressive, Nationwide, Travelers, Safeco, Dairyland, and many more. At Castle Insurance Group, they make buying insurance easy. Just a 10-minute phone call with a Castle Insurance Group representative, and you can get the lowest rates and the best coverage. You kick back and relax, and they do all the heavy lifting. Call my friends at Castle Insurance Group, 702-714-1060. Remember, the quote is absolutely free. That's 702-714-1060. One more time, 702-714-1060. That's Castle Insurance Group.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Let's face it, these are challenging times. Hey, Kevin Wall here for SRT Special Services. Since 2014, SRT Special Services has provided Southern Nevada businesses with executive protection, safe rooms, residential security, and more. Now, in the COVID-19 era, it's important to know who's coming into your place of business. Ask the pros at SRT Special Services about the Liberty AI with facial recognition and thermal scanning. The Liberty AI can let you know if the next customer through your front door is running a temperature, protecting your employees, your customers, and your corporate liability. Facial recognition and temperature scanning technology has been out there for years. Now, the security pros at SRT Special Services can offer the Liberty AI at a price that even small mom-and-pop businesses can afford. If your business deals with the general public, you need the Liberty AI from SRT Special Services. Call 702-221-1942. That's 702-221-1942. Call today.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. And I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Freedom to roam while staying safe in your home away from home. An RV from Johnny Walker RV. Your safety is their number one priority. Enjoy peace of mind while shopping their huge inventory across three giant locations on Boulder Highway. Travel RV style. No planes, no ships, or overpriced trips. Enjoy the great outdoors for as low as $119 per month. Johnny Walker RV. 57 years of service. Staying Vegas strong with you. Visit today or start online at jwrv.com. Keep America camping.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KNZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by Las Vegas Cyclery, featuring kids bikes, affordable hybrids, mountain bikes, and a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, the electric bikes. Check them out at LasVegasCyclery.com. That's LasVegasCyclery.com. Can you talk a little bit about these e-bikes? Because I've been hearing more and more, and I see more and more of them on the road. Can you talk a little bit about, first of all, where did these electric bikes come from, and who are they for?
Electric bikes. They've been around for probably 100 years now, but they've only become popular in the past 5 or 6 years. The technology has just changed immensely. They've become super light bikes, and most of these new electric bikes, you can't even tell that they're electric. You look at them, it looks like a regular bike. They've got the batteries hidden in the tubes and the motors hidden in the crankset, and they just look like a regular pedal bike. One of the great things that our president did this past year was he implemented an executive order to make sure that e-bikes were designated as regular bikes so that you could ride them anywhere a regular bike could go. So that's one of the great accomplishments in my particular book that for President Trump. I'm going to give him a big A-plus for that. So, and that has ignited quite a bit of the electric bike craze across the country. So electric bikes, so basically what happens is you put power into your bike, and the motor creates an additional wattage for whatever you're putting in. So they're not throttle prone, say like a motorcycle or a moped. They actually operate when you pedal. So they keep you active, but they really help you up the hills. And the other great thing about them is we call them kind of the equalizer. You can take your whole family out. You can have, you know, say mom's an active cyclist. She can be on a regular road bike, you know, no electric bike at all. And then say you've got a couple kids, say 8 and 8-year-old and a 12-year-old that don't ride very often, but they want to go with mom. Well, they're not going to be able to keep up with her unless she goes extremely slow. Well, what an e-bike does is it provides that extra power for the other riders in the group or family to equalize, to stay with each other and go on rides. And one of the things that we did during the coronavirus shutdown March, April, and May is my 8-year-old daughter, Sequoia, went out and cycled around the Red Rock Canyon Scenic Loop at least once a week, maybe even twice, even three times a week. She would ride the entire loop, the big 1,000-foot climb. And she would have to wait for my wife and I, Heather. And she was on an e-bike, and she was smiling from ear to ear. And she's a little girl with diabetes, but she's out there having a great time with mom and dad. And so it's really changed a lot in the dynamics of cycling. And a lot of people during this shutdown, too, who were at workout gyms were looking for something else to do now that they can't go to those gyms as much, especially during the shutdown. So they were actually out looking for bikes, and e-bike sales just went out the roof during that time.
I think that's amazing. Are most areas, outdoor areas, open to you and to your customers?
Yeah, most areas are. However, there are some restrictions. We were just traveling through southern Utah yesterday, my wife and little girl, and we were in Capitol Reef National Park yesterday. There, you could still travel within the national park. However, some of the buildings in the park were closed because they just don't want people that close to each other and crowds that big with the people that close to each other. So there are some modifications, but being outdoors, yeah. I'm finding that you can pretty much go anywhere. We live in a great state. I mean, most of our state is, you know, over 80% public lands. We got plenty of places to go in this state. I mean, if you can't find something to do in Nevada, then you've been locked up too long in COVID-19 because there's plenty of places to get out.
And just out of curiosity, what is your favorite? Your favorite ride to make here in Nevada?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that. What was my favorite
ride? What is your favorite ride to make here in the state of Nevada?
Well, Kevin, I'd have to say riding from Vegas up to Elko was almost my favorite, but that was pretty darn close going through the Ruby Mountains. But I'll tell you, riding from the east side of Nevada on the border over to the California side over by Lake Tahoe, to Lake Tahoe, over a five-day journey. It was actually my favorite. I was able to cross with a friend of mine. We crossed through all the mountain ranges in Nevada, and it is a very mountainous state, and it was an absolute beat down, and we got our rear ends handed to us for 5 days, cycling over 5 days. But it was fantastic, just the incredible state parks in between Nevada, between Las Vegas and Reno, those areas. It's fantastic, and there's so much that I didn't know about the state of Nevada until I had done that ride. So it's one of my favorites.
I got to ask you in our final 2 minutes, only because I've been asked about it, and you and I have talked a little bit on air, a little bit off air, nothing of substance, but this whole notion, would you ever seek public service again? Would you ever run for governor again, some other office? Give me your sense here in the year 2020.
Well, my sense in the year 2020 is I'm taking it a little easy right now and just concentrating on making sure my employees and everybody is still working. So I'm focusing on business right now, but I am staying active in the communities. I'm getting to know people within other communities around the state. So, yeah, I am looking in the future for running again, but I haven't nailed it down when. So I'm just kind of keeping that low key right now, but absolutely. I firmly believe in public service, and I think that's the best way that I can utilize the things that I've learned in my life, especially being a resident of Nevada, being a student here and running a company here. I think between my wife and I and all I've learned, I think it would be beneficial to the state. I'd love to share that. So, yeah, it's in the future, Kevin.
Hey, Jared, always fun to visit with you. Thank you so much, my friend. We'll do it again soon. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you, Kevin. Have a great day.
Jared Fisher, the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures. Stick around. We got a lot to do. I'm going to open up our phone lines to you right now because I want to find out this word we get from the governor just an hour or so ago that the I guess phase two is going to remain in place for another month, at least. And there might be adjustments to phase two. We don't know. We'll talk about that. Here's the number, 844, the number 2 Nevada,